we got a lot of ground to cover with our state superintendent of education, Dr. Cade Brumley. Whether you're talking about workforce development or the overwhelming popularity of the Steve Carter Literacy Initiative or the tutoring program, there's a lot of ground to get to, so let's get right to them. Dr. Brumley, good morning. Welcome back. How are you?
Hey, man. Thanks for having me.
Now, glad to have you on this morning. Can we start with the tutoring program? Because this is showing an overwhelming amount of popularity.
Yeah. I mean, I've said for some time that, you know, I want to position Louisiana as the first state in the country where if a kid or a family wants extra help, whether it's during the day or after school hours, that they have those opportunities. And so I'm really thankful that we are moving in that direction. The Steve Carter Literacy Program basically gives families the ability to get private tutoring after school hours by a provider that they select. And so over the previous years, you know, we haven't had that opportunity in Louisiana. So it's really exciting that we're moving in that direction.
So when you talk about private tutoring after hours, this isn't like 20 minutes worth of study hall here. This is pretty in-depth.
No, we have specifications that have to be met, and we're excited about where this is moving. And Brian, you know, last year there were some people who were concerned because there wasn't enough movement in the Steve Carter program in terms of students actually signed up for the program. But this year, man, have we made a change. And we have received so many applications for the program due to some of our advertising efforts and some of the legislative changes with the program that we have at this point too many registrations for the amount of funds that are available, which is, you know, a good problem to have.
No, it is a good problem to have. I mean, the only better problem to have is the not to need it at all, but we obviously do. So we're moving on the path to where we're getting folks that need it into the program. Is this just a matter of success begets success? I mean, the first ones out the blocks that signed up for it, if they're not showing results, I don't think anybody else is signing up in their wake.
Well, we learned a lot in the first year of the program, and really appreciate our legislature and our State Board of Education working with us there, because we were able to go in and make some legislative changes to the program to correct some of the areas that, you know, were not working. And so moving into this year, it's not just the Steve Carter literacy effort. It's the Steve Carter tutoring program. And we have the ability to serve students basically K-12 in both reading and math. And we've opened up additional options for tutors. One of the other things I think is important is we've had to build an infrastructure throughout the entire state for tutoring. There really wasn't that infrastructure at scale developed, and so we've begun building that and have made that available. And so students are benefiting from the program right now, and like I said, we have so many students and families that have registered that we can't serve the number at this point.
And we're talking with Education Superintendent Dr. Cade Brumley, our state's Education Superintendent Dr. Brumley. Okay, so are we at the hard part now where we have to kind of wait before we'll see the actual long-term results of this and how effective it will be?
Yeah, well, look, you hit it on the head earlier. We would rather not need a program at all. Right. You know, we would rather every kid be at a proficient level of understanding of content and not need the extra support. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, kids are always going to need a little bit of extra support along the way when you're talking about content like math and reading. And so, yes, it's going to take a little bit of time to understand the academic return on investment, but we feel like, and if we look at data, it indicates from other research studies that small group tutoring in a focused way really does work.
Education Superintendent Dr. Cade Brumley is our guest. Dr. Brumley, want to move over from the Steve Carter tutoring. Well, actually, I've got one more on this. What does the program need right now more than anything? Is it more funds? Is it more tutors? What does the program need as it continues to evolve?
Well, I think right now it's running as it is designed to run.
Okay.
So we have tutors in place. We have kids registered. We have optimized the dollars that are available. So with the current level of funding, I think we're running at a pretty optimal level. One of the things I want to mention, though, Brian, is that we're also really invested in the during-the-day tutoring with kids. And so legislation passed this last session that calls for, and I'm not aware of this happening anywhere else in the country, we were able to successfully pass legislation that calls for any student in grades kindergarten through five that isn't proficient in math and reading has to get a certain dosage of tutoring during the school day every week. And typically what that's looking like is about 3 days a week for about 30 or 45 minutes, every student not at proficient across the entire state of Louisiana getting a little extra support. And so we really think that this has the potential to help us move in the right direction.
Where does that 45 minutes, where do those minutes come from? I mean, a school day is finite in its time. So where are those minutes being borrowed from?
Well, that was one of the things we had to work through. We've worked with school systems across the state looking at the ways in which they can maximize their instructional day. Mm-hmm. And we have really helped them, those that have asked for the help, particularly, we've really helped them find ways to build a school day where they're maximizing their instructional time.
Okay, so I guess a sprinkling here, a sprinkling there to where it doesn't affect another class.
Right. And look, we are a state that believes in local control of education, I think rightfully so. And so that schedule will look different from school to school.
Yeah, so it's not going to be uniform.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess the other side of the argument would be, what's the point of staring at a history book if you can't read it?
Yeah, that's right.
If that's where the district wants it, if that's where the school wants to take it, that's a reasonable argument to be had.
And in the grade levels for which we're speaking, these elementary grade levels, you know, if we can really focus on math and reading at those early levels, it makes all of the other content, whether it's history or science or anything else in future years, much more accessible to the student because they know how to understand it and approach it.
No, 100%. Absolutely. You build the foundation first before the rest of the house, to be sure. We've got our state's education superintendent, Dr. Cade Brumley, with us. Okay, you've been on tour speaking to chamber leaders across the state about workforce development opportunities and where they're growing. So give us the same. Where are they growing?
Yeah, look, the state of Louisiana, unfortunately, has one of the highest youth disconnection rates in the country. That means that teenagers and individuals in their lower 20s are more disconnected from work or from school than in most places in the entire country. And so we just believe that the K-12 system has a place in helping to revitalize economic development in the state of Louisiana. And so we're trying to work with chamber leaders, anyone interested in the economic development space, around our push for work-based learning, where students are engaged in the trades crafts, where they're engaged in vocational training, where they're engaged in learning trades where they can get a credential. And so we're really making a push, and we have been for the last few years, but we're really accelerating on this push to bring to the forefront the fact that career and technical education really does matter in the state of Louisiana, and that we need to be providing a level of that training in high schools.
How do we get across that threshold? This is one thing that you've made a concerted effort towards, and we're seeing movement on it already. But how do we get to is there a finish line there, or is it a continually moving finish line?
Well, I'm going to be very frank with you here and tell you that I believe that we have told students in high schools and we, being the educational establishment, have told families and kids that you have to go to college. And while we believe that many students across the state of Louisiana need to go to college, they want to go to college and university, we want to provide opportunities for that in high school through dual enrollment, advanced placement, those types of opportunities, we've also neglected and we have beat up on the trades crafts. And we have to elevate that work. There are positions readily available throughout the state of Louisiana for plumbers, for electricians, for HVAC technicians, where individuals who, you know, have a desire to do that, if they have the necessary training, they can exit high school and be on a path to a very successful career in short order.
Louisiana Superintendent of Education, Dr. Cade Brumley, is our guest. Can we talk educational freedom for a second?
Yeah, well, man, I'm always for freedom and liberty. What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about moving up to fourth nationally on the latest Education Freedom Report card.
Yeah, we're excited about that. So Heritage actually releases annually the Ed Freedom Report card, and it's a look at, you know, for every state in the country, how are they providing teacher autonomy, How are they providing transparency to parents around education? How are they making sure that parents have options for the school that makes the most sense for them, whether it's traditional neighborhood, public charter, non-public? So whenever this report came out most recently, Louisiana jumped up to number 4 in the country. So we are ranked 4th for educational freedom in the entire country, and that is the most significant jump that any state made. Previously, we were making progress, but we were at 18. But now, with the latest rankings, we're up to number 4.
Pretty incredible. I mean, all the way to, I mean, there's just not, at that point, the margin of error to move up or your ability to move up is pretty limited because there's only 3 spots in front of you there.
Yeah, I think Florida is number 1. I think maybe Arizona might be 2, and we're right up there in the mix. So we just have to keep pushing forward to make sure that parents are making the decisions in the best interest of their kids, giving them the abilities to do that, making sure that we're elevating the teaching profession and being transparent with everything that we do in the education space.
Last one before I get you out of here, Dr. Brumley, and that's taking that freedom and making it translate into results. Because having the freedom to choose is one thing, and being able to, you know, as a parent, being able to help direct your kid on the path that you feel is best for them is another. But making sure that nets results out is the challenge at that point. How does the state stay on top of that end of it?
Well, I think just from the school choice perspective, I think that if parents are enabled to be able to have their child educated in the setting that makes the most sense for their child, the child's going to be happier, the parent's going to be happier, results are most likely going to be better, and that is in opposition from the idea that, you know, you have to push every child into a specific school based on where their house is located. And so what I think Louisiana has done a really good job of over the last few years is saying, look, whether it is the traditional neighborhood school, which is where overwhelmingly kids in Louisiana go, or whether it's opening up charter options that specialize in a particular area that might be of interest to a family, mm-hmm. or whether it's non-public schools, either religious or non-religious, making sure that families know that they have the ability to have their child in that particular setting. Even within families, children are different. Same mom and dad, same environment. Kids are different, and they sometimes excel in different environments.
You're talking to a father of 3. Yes, they are. Every one of them is completely different. There are no 2 that are alike. He is our education superintendent, Dr. Cade Brumley. We always appreciate the time and the information. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, always.